This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. How are you, Vic? All right, so we're going to be talking about an uproar in the Australian Parliament. Vic, you with us?
Yeah, I am. Sorry, the call dropped out as we were crossing to each other.
No problem. How are you doing? How's Australia? Okay.
Well, thank you.
You know what? That was two Jewish bobbers discussing their children. How's Australia? Well, we just sigh.
How long have you got? So,
all right. Let's get serious. Let's talk about it.
So first of all, Baruch Hashem, this past week has been quieter in terms of incidents, but the good news is literally within the last hour, the premier of this state, New South Wales, and the incidents, Sydney, New South Wales, has been the epicenter of these incidents for the last while. And so in the government today, the premier today, just an hour ago, has enacted two new very strong bills. And specifically, and with each bill he's talking about, these are designed to crack down on anti-Semitism, and plus obviously bigotry against other groups, but specifically that is the intent. And so it's cracking down on hate speech, it's cracking down on incitement to violence. There can be no protests within, he didn't specify how many meters, but near or close to Jewish institutions, synagogues, schools, etc., and that in addition, a prohibition on Nazi swastikas anywhere near synagogues, etc. So very strong messages and very unequivocal, clear messages from the Premier of this state in New South Wales. He has been outstanding, I have to say, from the get-go in his absolute passionate vehemence against what has been taking place. So that's very encouraging. A caveat to that is that the new laws do not protect members of the LGBT sector. And so they have not been happy with this. And I haven't seen the formal Jewish response, but my sense is that the Jewish leadership will say, let's very much accept these new bills, and then we will support a call for protection for the LGBT sector as well. But in the meantime, what's happened today is a very strong positive message.
Interesting. Okay, so that's a step in the right direction.
Go ahead.
How does Australia clamp down on the growing neo-Nazi movement? I mean, I'm seeing stories all the time from Australian Jewish press, you know, about protests in Victoria on the steps of Parliament and things like this. And they're so brazen. They're not even ashamed.
You're absolutely right. And hopefully the sorts of measures that are taking place today and last week will be effective. In other words, that people will be charged and arrested, or other way around, arrested and charged, if and when they do demonstrate and symbols of hate, e.g. Nazi swastikas, will be prohibited and banned. And then just digressing onto that, so yesterday there was uproar, and that's quite a strong term, in the federal parliament, the Australian parliament. And what that was about is the most high-profile Jewish person in the government is the Attorney General. We mentioned him many times, Mark Dreyfus, son and grandson of survivors. And he recently attended the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. He was at the site of the Nova Festival, etc. And while he was speaking, the opposition, which is the conservative liberal opposition, was heckling against him. And we have a federal, an Australian election coming up within probably 6 to 7 weeks. And so this whole situation that we've been discussing, the opposition has been hammering the government, saying you haven't been strong enough and effective enough. The government is saying to the opposition, stop politicizing anti-Semitism because you want to win an election.
Yeah.
So that has become a real hot button issue. And that exploded in the parliament yesterday when the Attorney General, Jewish guy, as I mentioned, is talking about this. The opposition is saying, oh, where have you been for the last 16 months? And called for the Attorney General, quote unquote, to not be heard, which is a very strong parliamentary measure to force someone to sit down and stop talking. And there's actually a photograph of some of the other ministers in the government, literally, their jaws are open. They are so shocked that someone will call on the Attorney General to, quote unquote, not be heard. You only do that if someone says something seriously outrageous. So there was uproar when the opposition said that Mark Draver should not be heard. The government responded. So it was unprecedented scenes over this issue, with the election, as I say, coming up, and the government accusing the opposition of politicizing the issue that we've been so concerned about.
Is there any good news coming out of Australia? I mean, there must be. There must be. It's just that bad news always dominates the headlines.
There is definitely good news, and that is increasing numbers of people are going to shul on Friday night. The community is, notwithstanding everything, it's resilient and stronger and amazing. Identifying and determined to continue to be openly and proudly Jewish. And that is absolutely the good news.
That is wonderful, and that really is good news. And you know what else is good news is how many people who are not Jewish are standing with us, Vic.
That's an amazing thing. And that is an amazing thing. And just before you go, an amazingly powerful speech by the Chief Justice of this state, saying, quote unquote, we cannot let this issue become a stain on the soul of the city. I mean, it was a really moving speech, blasting what has been taking place. And that came from the Chief Justice, you know, who is absolutely establishment personified. So, yes, there is a lot of support from beyond the community.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and I wish you a wonderful week. Vic Aladef, the
good
former.
To talk to you, Kath.
Always good to speak to you. Thank you, Vic. Vic Aladef, the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, with the Australia Report. It is 7 o'clock, and here is your news with Lindy.